Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Full Spectrum Cannabis with your hosts, Lance Asher and Calandra Revering. Take it away, guys.
Look at us go.
I know. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, for sure.
Yeah, or in other words, we're black.
Yes, that's what we've been saying. Yeah.
That's what I say.
Well, right.
You could.
Well, we collectively, as a podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're black.
That sounds good.
Well, I like it.
Sheesh. I missed you.
I missed you too. I mean, we've seen each other a couple of times, but not as much as we see each other when we're recording.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun season. Well, I don't know if it's first guest, but a guest for the season.
Well, this is how we're opening up season three. So
are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're opening up with the best person possible.
We'll find out.
I do believe that's correct.
Yeah. Oh, is it correct?
I do believe so.
Yes. Oh,
mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well done. Well done.
Producer Sam, if everybody doesn't remember Producer Sam, he pops in every once in a while and says, hello.
He pops in often.
Occasional host. Yeah. Yeah.
Occasional host.
Yes.
Guest co-host, we'll call him.
Yeah.
You know, we might have some more guest co-hosts this year. We never know, right?
I hope so.
Like, you get busy, I get busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of town. We're going to travel a little bit this year.
We are. We are going to travel and do some recording on the road. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Speaking of on the road, we have somebody on the road or across a lot of roads in order to get here. Not too many, right? Chicago, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. I'm excited because I'm from Milwaukee, you know, and she's from Chicago. And what she's doing for the state of Minnesota is phenomenal.
So who do we have, Calandra?
We have Angelique Zerillo. She is the founder, the owner, the CEO of Bloom Magazine.
Right, which we're going to talk a decent amount about that, right? Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for welcoming me into your home. So lovely to be here.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And it is a little chilly outside, but you came from Chicago, so you're kind of used to the cold a little bit.
I am a Midwest girl, like tried and true. I think I've, you know, born in Iowa, raised in Michigan, moved to Illinois to go to Chicago to start playing soccer in college, and like, this is home, you know?
Oh, shit, we're going to have some fun today.
Great Lakes are home. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of universal truths here about all of us. I mean, I was just hanging out with some folks the other night. I'm like, man, this feel like, there's just the same energy as West Michigan, where I, you know, those formative developmental years, right? So lots of things translate here real well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with this build. I'm here in an honorable and respectful, but also a familial way, because, like, yeah, hopefully y'all can just say that I'm an honorary Minnesotan now. So.
Yes, why not? I mean, I think Minnesota claims me more than Wisconsin claims me, you know? But so Iowa, right? I know you probably don't get to ask this that much, just because everybody already knows the answer. But so why'd you leave Iowa?
That was youth, childhood.
Oh, so you didn't have
that. That was very smart.
That was when I was still... had a guardian ad litem with a couple parents, you know, took me across state lines. Yeah, my dad's a clinician, and he went to Detroit, actually, for his training to finish school, and then we ended up in West Michigan. So, no, I was born in the Quad Cities, and my folks live in a little farm town called DeWitt now, so, yeah.
Nice. It's a nice area to drive through.
I was, you know, this is the heart of America. It is. And, we, you know, when we start talking about our sector, it's not flyover country in terms of the economics around this sector either. So I want to bring a bigger conversation to the Midwest, because I think there's a lot of things that we're doing right. And especially as your state's coming online, like, let's roll out the welcome mat for other people to come here and check us out. You know,
What I love? I love that you've lived in other states and you come here with a wealth of knowledge, being around tons of people. And I think that's something that lacks sometimes here in Minnesota, is you get a lot of people who have not lived in other places. They've just primarily been here in Minnesota, and then you kind of get this Minnesota nice. But people from other states, you know, they come here and they come here with their Detroit personalities or Iowa personality. Just, you know, Midwest means being other places. And when you come here and you meet other people who've been in other places, you become really great friends. Like, you have the Wisconsin knowledge and, you know, Iowa and Detroit and Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you come here and it's easy to make friends like that, because it's like, you know, we're all, you know, we're all people, you know. And one thing I've learned, being here in Minnesota and being friends with people who've lived in other places, it's like no matter what color you are, we're dealing with the same shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it being in a fucked up relationship.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. No.
You're white, but guess what? You've dated assholes too. Oh.
Right. Exactly. Right. And guess what? Everybody's an asshole when it's below 0 degrees. Right. So that is the equalizer of the Midwest, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
we are tough stock.
Yeah.
We can hang out in Cali all day, but I mean, the only thing you're worrying about then is when's the fog burning off?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, where's the sun at?
Exactly.
It's nice outside. Exactly. But where's the sun?
Yeah. So like I can talk to Angelique and I know she gets it, you know, mm-hmm. she sees me for me, but she also gets, you know, that I'm black and I deal with my shit. But
right.
guess what? Yeah. She can be one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And you're my work husband. You're one of my best friends too. And right. I
need
absolutely
work.
Love it.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates, we provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business. Legend Technical Services. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state. Do you need a legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for cannabis business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com. For more information, that's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone. Whether you are new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge, come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, CannaCon is the place to be. Arik Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. That's 763-312-0177. This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
Where do we get work husbands? Is there a dating app?
I'm
for
available.
That?
I can share him.
Yeah,
trust
I'm available.
Me.
We can talk whatever you want to talk.
Trust me. Trust me. So, you know, that leads into this magazine.
Right.
That is just so expansive. Like, here's what I love about this, is it's so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
I can read this and know that it speaks to all races, all sexualities.
Yeah.
And it's enjoyable because I feel like I'm here. And I think that all people need to be able to read this and see themselves in this magazine. And I know that's what you will get issue after issue after issue.
Yeah, like they're talking to you.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
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 Well, good job.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, how many issues so far?
She's going to divorce you.
I could say.
Yeah, we're
dating.
Quickly.
Still.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about that second.
Yeah,
date
sounds good.
Yeah, let you know.
Yeah, that's not, it's a normal thing.
I'm so joking. I could just be flip and say like, oh, that was a happy accident. It all just fell together. No, right. This putting a concept together, designing something with intention from an inclusionary standpoint, right? It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, but I don't know, can we say as women that we're proud of a work asset that we've done? Because like this has been a mountain
Hell
that
yeah.
we've climbed. Yeah. So yeah, and we're on issue two. And my husband and I have run a product design and development company together for the last 17 years. Yep, 17. And it's that play element first mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. we miss in professional builds. And honestly, we miss as adults, right? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, throw some things together with obviously a lot of education and knowledge professional. You know, he comes from a design background and I mm-hmm. come from a creative background in writing. My first job was a newsroom clerk at age 15. You know, I got the work release signed in high school. Like, I'm smart enough. You guys got this. Like, I'm going to go start working. You know, I'm going to use right. my skills in an applicable way. This doesn't just fall together on accident. It's with mm-hmm. intention. And I'm proud of it. We're only on issue two. I'm calling them prototypes. You know, we say sure. that we're startup. We're in grind mode. We're entrepreneurs. But this is a prototype. That was prototype one. Mm-hmm. This is prototype two. You throw it out. You let people play with it. See if anything's broken. Do you need to make any iterations, mm-hmm. revise, especially from an inclusionary standpoint, you know? Especially from a clinical accuracy, fact-checked, you know, standpoint. I'm trying to have a conversation with consumers that are naive primarily right. around this yeah. plan.
It's new.
So I need to do an honorable and respectful job. So it's been received really well. So mm-hmm. I'm proud of that. And that's telling me keep going, keep having more conversations, keep telling more stories. Because if we want to talk about prohibition, how we get from the last 100 years to where we are now in a regulated marketplace with legalization, people need to understand that this is beneficial and it can be beneficial in their world and that they need to direct their dollars towards it, right? So,
well, I can tell you the response that we've had at the dispensary has been great.
Yay.
Very well received because we put this in every bag. And when you talk about purpose and intention mm-hmm. at this time in this political climate where you have the rollback of DEI and there are so many other things being broken, like the transgender community, yeah. it's reeling now. You know, they're being discharged from the military. Mm-hmm. and I'm sure, you know, in your issues, you're going to go into things like, you know, unemployment, you know, what's going to happen. But it's all still tied to, you know, us people and cannabis because, you know, we're still affected. So, and that's what I love is that you're really in tune to what is going on today and what is really affecting all of us at this time. Yeah. But and there's love in this too. You know, there's like
am I on camera?
I love it. I love it. So, you know, it's telling the story. It's giving folks an outlet to read about what's going on. But then there's an aspect that still makes you feel like there's hope, you know, because many people mm-hmm. feel hopeless today. So this magazine, I mean, when you just look at the cover, I mean, you get the warm and fuzzy.
What about touching it, right?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I mean, do you like touching it?
Yeah.
I like touching it, right? I think it's.
I
think it's a really important.
It is.
I think it's
it
a really important piece.
It is. It is. So
can we talk about how people learn differently?
Yeah.
Right. Please.
Let's do that.
Like I have a neurodivergent home. I have a kid that's dyslexic. I have ADHD wall to wall from all the Y chromosomes that I both married or gave birth to.
Mm-hmm.
This is experiential, right? You know, I don't yeah. have my phone. We're being respectful here on the recording, but, or, you know, the scrolling and
sure.
the feed and the, there's lack of absorption and there's lack of legacy of that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is something that's evergreen. You can hold it. You can absorb the information differently. And mm-hmm. and every choice around that is intentional. When I came into the build, so my partner that asked me to come here, because I'm not the visionary for this, Lynn Walkler, registered nurse, mm-hmm. nurse practitioner, board certified.
We carry the products.
Cannabis trained clinician. Yeah. Sarah's Medical is her brand. And, you know, talk about finding a partner that wants to do an honorable build and with intention keeping a church and state between her brand and something that's supposed to benefit the sector in her community that she's trying to feed a product line into. Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to run this. I don't want to look this to look like pay to play or self-promotion. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm going to bring an outside source in. And she had saw me speak on a podcast series that I do called it was formerly called Women in Weed, we've rebranded as Great Lakes Bake Club to be a little cheeky about, you know, women in founder positions here wanting to build and contribute, but also needing community. Mm-hmm. It's a huge thing around the plant. Supports, right. Connection. And that's been a great online series that we do. Lynn saw me talking about something, and she's like, oh, I think Angelique's the girl to get it done. And we have a mutual friend, Elizabeth Sage. She's a fellow certified Ganjier, and mm-hmm. she has a bucket that she holds. We call those safe containers, right, of those of us who went through the Ganjier program to learn about the plant, uh-huh. to become subject matter experts. You know, I don't show up in a room without doing my due diligence and knowing enough to have a conversation from with a plant scientist to a manufacturer to a lobbyist, right? Like,
right.
I don't need to be the smartest person, but I need to hold my own in a conversation, mm-hmm. right? So that's how I walked into this industry. And Lynn asked me, Elizabeth did the intro, and here I am. I said, yeah. Yes, I barely paused to exhale. And I was going through something really, really, really intense in my world. Yeah. One of my children got critically injured this summer. And mm-hmm. so I was like, ooh, time and place. The universe gives you things at weird times, right? And you're like, Amen. Do I have the chops? Do I have the strength and the gas in the tank to get this done in an honorable and respectful way? Like, I'm not going to do something half-assed, right?
Right.
That's who I am. I'm like, okay, dig deep, girl. This is the final quarter. Like, yeah. I got this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's go. So I said yes, and this build has not been without its challenges.
Right.
Typical cannabis story, you know. We just got denied by Stripe last week on payment processing. Like, here we are. We're a media company. Media.
I know, but you talk about the wrong thing.
We don't touch the plant, but we talk about the plant.
Right.
And here we are.
And so turns out,
I don't know.
Same thing.
I'm gonna refer to my attorney across the table. Can you remind me of my First Amendment rights?
Well,
freedom of the press.
Yeah. Like, I'm usually the one to call, like, if you do something really bad to.
Yeah, you're the bad one. I'm like, we talked about this a long time ago, and I was like, so yeah. What do I? And I'm like, oh yeah, you're not.
Like, if you want to get divorced or.
Man, I gotta mess some stuff.
Yeah, or something criminal. Yeah.
So. Yeah. From a corporate perspective, I shouldn't be censored and I shouldn't be denied basic business services based on my business.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you would be. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a federal thing. It's a federal thing, but there's no touching of the plant, right? So if there isn't, I mean, mm-hmm. there's touching of the plant here. I can understand why Stripe says, hey, you can't, mm-hmm. right? Because they make up whatever rules they want to make up, same way that Meta makes up whatever rules they want, same way
that this, I'll give you some other resources once we're off air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most definitely.
We've been through it. We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's... That's a story that'll probably come up and bloom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you are like one of the brave folks that wants to build something beautiful here to help other humans, because that's why you're here and that's why you're here, right? Mm-hmm. Let's share resources. Let's pass notes. Like, that's what I'm about. Like,
and again,
yeah,
we are in the climate that you really, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you've always wanted to build this great business, now is the time to do it because you could be laid off next week.
Oh,
so
right, yeah. I mean, we didn't. Everything is, you know, how do you actually plan for the rug getting pulled out from underneath you? Right. I mean, when you've operated in the legacy market, whenever you operated in the legacy market, that could have been something that happened. You know, you stopped doing that 2 weeks ago. You're still doing that, or it was 20 years ago. It doesn't matter what it is, right? But to Angelique's point, I really think that we have this great opportunity to build it better.
Thank
right?
you. Hi, friend. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
We can build it better, and we can build it better by sharing notes, right? And the people that mm-hmm. don't share notes with you, you know what they're in it for.
Well, and you know, that goes back to what I said about not being from Minnesota and living in other places and understanding how entrepreneurship works, there's enough money for everybody, mm-hmm. but just that camaraderie and that love to just share, mm-hmm. you know, I don't see that here with Minnesota folks, but I see it with people who have lived in other places.
That are here now.
That are here now. And the magazine, I love that commitment to entrepreneurship. You know, not only do you see it, I mean, you can read it and you know that this is love, mm-hmm. you know, and it is sharing resources.
And it's 2025.
Yeah.
And this is print. Right?
Print, so print like, is not dead. Print is not dead.
Well, good it's print, dead. good print is not dead, right? Yeah. That's really what it comes down to. Bad yeah. print yeah. is dead, and there used to be a ton of it everywhere, and now it doesn't exist.
Also, we all have done multiple endeavors prior to this. We're fairly in the same age right. demographic. So also, like, mm-hmm. you know, first know thyself. Never say never. Like, I also said, because I used to work in agency world advertising.
Yeah.
Never am I going to touch paper again. Never am I going to work with ad revenue as like the main revenue source for an entity. Here I am
yep.
doing the exact thing that I said I wasn't going to do, you know?
I love it. Now, I do have a question.
Yeah.
When is this going to be in the airport? Because I think people should read this instead of paying $40, $50 just for one magazine. You know, you go into the little... shops.
Are you paying $40 for a magazine?
No, I'm being completely facetious.
Oh, we understood. So maybe
yeah.
10.
Yeah, because you know, I also tell people eggs are $100 for a dozen.
Oh,
Yeah.
You're kind of like Michelle, my partner, where you know, you're like, it's almost 8 o'clock and it's 7:20.
Yeah.
Right? Like at least wait until after the half. You know what I mean?
We've all skewed our base 10 rounding.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to do. I'm like, well, we're late then. And she's like, oh, no, we still got some time.
No, I mean, I'm Irish. That sounds like Irish storytelling. Everything's a little embellished.
Yep.
Everything's yeah. dialed.
Well, generally it's with a pint. You know what I mean? That happens. But oh,
can I also maybe if I drop this name, you guys can get Guinness to be a sponsor. But I found that Guinness does a non-alcoholic version. So this girl who faces the plant for yeah. my lovers, turning right. things up, down, left, right, with intention, both mm-hmm. medically and socially.
Yeah.
I'm excited that some of the major corporations in this country are realizing that the substances that they're choosing to produce to make profit margins in the CPG world, that they're embracing this NA movement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So I like that. I like that as well. Everybody can play, right? But don't do the same shit you've always done, which is come in and crush, right? Don't come in and crush. And I'm not talking about crushing the market. I'm talking about crushing the competition. Like you don't need to do that. You can foster your competition's growth and still win.
Doesn't that represent Mother Nature a little more lovely than, you know, capitalism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Capitalism has like brute corners and sharp edges to
right.
it. And it's yeah. not particularly kind or soft or embracing. So
the opportunity
we're
to go
through
on
that right now.
Yeah.
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 Oh yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could have a whole long conversation. Could we not, about where the world's at?
Yeah.
No, I'm sitting here, we have my magazine in front of us, and I'm thinking that really, like, what I want to say about this build is that with so much heart and love and intention, but also like business chops and strategy, that L to me represents that intersection in that corner of where Main Street and the regulated plant marketplace intersects. And when we think about what our country is built off of and where most of the jobs come from and where most of the dollars in a zip code come from and should come and should stay, those are our small businesses, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are.
And the fact that we just have a small business Saturday in celebration, and like that's what needs to change, you know? I mean, we're a free print quarterly, and we're going to stay that way for a long time. We'll probably grow and evolve into different medium, you know, to reach people also where they're at, not right. just in their yoga studios and food co-ops and local dispos and dentist mm-hmm. office and wherever else, and hopefully MSY, who get in the airport as well. But that's with intention too, you know, mm-hmm. so that they're represented, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in this market, you're going to do nothing but thrive right now with something like this. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you find placements, you go into the co-ops and you see all of the magazines that are there and you're like, do I like that one? Do I like that one? Do I like that one? And some have disappeared and then there's some new ones. And
right.
I think that's just the natural progression of print, right? Like if you give people what it is that they want, right? But also without losing who it is that you are and what it is that you want to support and that intersects, then I think that can be something pretty wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And I think the difference with this magazine is that you have someone who's really willing to lean in to talk about the issues that a lot of people don't want to talk mm-hmm. about. talking about cannabis, rollback of DEI, cancer.
Yeah.
And just a lot of love and compassion about cannabis, but also tackling the hard and tough issues that really, you know, nobody really wants to see. I mean, we see it, you know, on TV, mm-hmm. but in print, you know, people can feel like, you know, well, maybe I don't want to read. But once you read some things here, the way it's pulled together and the way it's presented, you can't help but keep reading. So that's what I love, is that just leaning in and just, you know, just the fearlessness of the articles in this magazine.
I was going to get a poster made that said that on my wall. And, you know, because there's some long days, right, when we're sitting in our offices by ourselves. And I said, I need to have that, like, just fearlessness in front of my face some days when I look up after I just click on a call. And I'm just like, MF that. What was that about?
You know? Well, I could tell you. I see it every day because I got I probably shouldn't say but I am. I got a tattoo on the front and the back of me. So mm-hmm. I got a really big one on my leg that says fearless, mm-hmm. and it's written in a flower. And then on my back, I have a tattoo with a sword, and it's a ribbon wrapped around it that says fearless. So every day I have to pull out my sword.
There you go.
That's great. Yeah. Maybe I'll get a matching one, but on the blade of the sword, it's going to be a pen because I really believe in that.
Yeah. Is it going to bleed to me too?
I love it.
The pen is mightier than the sword, my friend.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, but, so, you know, I mean, if you let it bleed a little bit of ink, right?
Hilarious. A couple drops.
I mean, you could write whatever underneath it anyways. I don't know. Not my tattoo. But there's plenty of people. I was sitting at, where was I? Sandy's Tavern, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm at Sandy's Tavern, and the bartender, she was like, yep, I got a tattoo appointment next week. Don't know what I'm getting, but I got the appointment.
Oh, I like the improv, like, style. Right? I hope she waited to the last minute, just walk in the door and be like, you know what? This is a you pick. Grab bag, brown bag. Just
Yeah. What are we thinking today?
Put a word on me.
And you, right. And you know what? I hope you do an article about this. Tattoos after 50.
Oh, that's when you should be getting tattoos, right? That's exactly when you should be getting tattoos.
Yeah, that's when my husband started mm-hmm. getting. When he turned 50, he was just, you know, or he's close to 50, but he just, you know, started getting tatted up. I started getting tatted up in my 40s, but yeah, I'm looking forward to my next tattoo.
So I am actually going to get a tattoo. And I don't want to bring this conversation into a heavier zone, but, like, part of our build is we have a theme for every issue and a sub-theme. So, mm-hmm. you know, what you said, thank you for that little tip of the hat on, like, the fearlessness of, like, tackling tough subjects mm-hmm. and triggering subjects and emotionally, like, challenging subjects because, you know, attached to, like, that big C word, holy shit. Like, we all have cancer cells. Like, biologically, there's apoptosis happening right now as we all are sitting here, you know, but that's natural programmed cell death. Cancer is disruptive based on free radicals and things that we do to ourselves. Like, we were just talking about alcohol, right. You know, like, sometimes we intentionally slowly poison ourselves till the end, mm-hmm. unknowingly, because we don't, quite frankly, get enough education in our formal education system about, like, the choices and the inputs that we have accessible and that we make and how that affects our health and wellness over a course of a lifetime, you know. But the tattoo that I'm going to get with my son, who is a ball player in college, is Keep Going, which, if you guys know what that means, it's about suicide. Because mm-hmm. he lost a friend, a baseball player friend, who was a D1 commit. And just like adults, kids who are in high performance, pressure cooker situations in their worlds, and they just don't have the resources to battle through.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, we're just sitting here talking about article after article that you're going to see.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's, I mean, you're talking about suicide, tattoos, mm-hmm. you know, parenting. I mean, just, and still cannabis.
Well, that's the common thread.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, I'm going to make a bold statement that mm-hmm. most of us who are consumers of the plant, we're self-medicating. And that's not a negative connotation. That's like, what inputs, I mean, we both are sitting here with caffeine. This is also a stimulant. I'm turning things up right now. I'm getting my brain a little activated, right? Getting receptors flowing and going. Well, this is a substance that's not regulated, but this can kill people.
Right.
Yeah.
It has killed people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we remember the Panera story from last year about the girl that drank from the juiced up dispenser and she lost her. That was a teenager. Yeah. And that was accessible to minors, just there. Just refill your cup.
Yeah.
Pay your $3 or $4.
That's right.
And she didn't know any better. And that poor family, right? So, but we're talking about a plant here that, you know, we can nerd out for a second and talk about the endocannabinoid system and how that's our master regulatory system. It controls and drives all major processes. Or we can talk about the fact that the only part that we don't have in our any ECS receptors is our brainstem. So our heart won't stop and our lungs won't stop with cannabis.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
No one's died. No one's died.
Yes. Yes.
There we go. We're going to take a break and we might have to talk about what we just talked about.
Ooh. All right.
Time out, team.
We'll be back.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates, we provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business.
Legend Technical Services, cannabis testing and technical consulting. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state.
Do you need a legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for cannabis business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone. Whether you are new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge, come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, CannaCon is the place to be.
Ara Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, we're talking the 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. Again, that's Jake at 763-312-0177.
This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
All right, everyone, second half. Get back to it.
Yeah, we were talking about the kids, weren't we? Caffeine, kids.
We were talking about kids, yeah.
Some death. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a lot of times we draw these comparisons, right? And sometimes the comparisons are like fair, right? Sometimes we would see them as not being fair, right? But I think that when it comes to cannabis, I don't think there's something that we shouldn't be able to compare it to, right? Like, what is good for us? What isn't good for us? How is this good for us? How have we been told that it's not good for us in order to reduce that stigma that's been like, just, we've been taught all of these things. We've been marketed all of these things. And me, as somebody that's proud to call themselves as a marketer, you know, we've all done this to ourselves, and now we need to market ourselves out of it a little bit, right? But caffeine and kids, nicotine and kids and vape pens, and like, let's look at all of the things. Like, sure, smoking cigarettes, I did a lot of smoke, and I smoked some cigarettes. I mean, I smoked a lot of cigarettes in my lifetime, and I vaped in order to stop smoking cigarettes, and then I vaped for a long time, right? And I was like, and the smoking rate of kids was going down, and, you know, the drinking rate of children have gone down drastically. The generations that are coming after us are not picking up, the beer, not picking up the bottle, not, you know, and the generations drive the conversations. And as the older generations and the larger generations continue to, I don't know, age out of the traditional beverage marketplace, mm-hmm. maybe we call it that. Mm-hmm. There's great opportunity for better things, that being cannabis. So tell us some more about where we were going in the last half.
Well, let's jump. Can I just jump off that?
Of course.
Let's talk about, and let's bring Calandra into this conversation too, because let's mm-hmm. talk about how laws are made in this country, how things last in terms of statute and legislation, how things change, who drives that change, right? Let's talk about how long prohibition of alcohol was in this country. That was, what, about 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
We're 100 years past that point now. So yeah, we have a very, very robust industry that has been able to build and thrive mm-hmm. off of that legalization.
Right.
And honestly, I hail from Chicago, so I also know that, you know, that it never stopped, mm-hmm. right? It just,
right.
Talk about mm-hmm. the parallels here, the, right. the black market, the legacy, the bootleggers, our Caponers, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But here we are, we're talking about a plant now. We're talking about cannabis sativa L. We're talking about 100 years of prohibition. But prior to that, never regulated. It has been around as long as we have been around.
Right.
Originating in China, moving across the globe, just like our Silk Road and Spice Trail moved, equity, trade, you know, as we talk about the development of civilization and agronomy, civilization, you know, Scythians in Middle Eastern cultures using it for recreation, discovering that, right? Like, it's going to take us a minute to get the consumer base up to a point where they know that this is a useful tool and to be able to compare it and to understand and honestly do the baseline education of the fact that, I'm going to nerd out here for a second, you know, we have an endocannabinoid system that drives every biological process in us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is what this plant interacts with. So if we have things that are skewed to the left, skewed to the right, and we're feeling that symptomatically, you know, whether it's migraines, disruptive sleep, anxiety, stress, you know, all those things, mm-hmm. this plant has the very, very gentle capacity to push your body back into a direction of homeostasis and balance. I didn't know that 10 years ago. I didn't know that when I was like crossfading in high school around a bonfire, drunk on whatever crappy beer that we were passing around in the Midwest, and then right. someone passes a joint, and then I start to crossfade as like a 90-nothing-pound teenager, right?
Yep.
And that's my first introduction to the plant, and then I think, well, crap, this doesn't work for me. I don't like how I feel right now. Never understanding that it's the alcohol that's depressing my yep. system at that right. moment. It had nothing to do with... The plant was probably just gentle enough to say, hey, girl... Time out. Don't throw any more of the poison down your throat. Like, go find a place to rest for a couple hours, right? Time to reset. Mm-hmm. So that endocannabinoid system is built off of endocannabinoid receptors. Our endogenous system has anandamide, the bliss molecule, the thing that creates balance and happiness and joy and regulation in our system, and something else called 2-AG and a couple other things that they're discovering work and function in the same way. The flip side of that is, you know, I use like our body parts a lot. I talk with my hands. I'm married to a Sicilian. I hope you guys understand the sign language.
If you're watching anyways, otherwise yeah, just pretend listening. Somebody doing jazz hands right. a lot.
Pretend right. that someone doing like right. mime, the box is here. There's something in the box.
Love it.
We have 5 digits. Like, what does this look like to you guys right now? A fan leaf.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like there's so much biomimicry between us and the animal kingdom and plants. And if we just start drawing those connections in gentle, simple ways and not didactic, condescending, you don't know shit about your body and how it works. And you're just facing a clinician for 20 minutes once a year, because that's what your insurance pays for. And basically the rest of the time you're fumbling and trying to FAFO, right? You know,
right.
It's knowledge that we need to share, right? And the beautiful thing is that the endogenous receptors in our body, if they're not functioning and right, the exogenous receptors in the plant plug into that. and they just turn it on like a light switch after consumption. And oh, now you have a biological process and a metabolic pathway functioning properly, and you can sleep, and you don't feel so stressed out.
Yep.
And you can stand up at the podium without feeling like you're going to throw up because your anxiety is kind of dialed down a couple notches. It's not at 11, you know?
So, right.
Yeah. So
you can enter a room, you can share space, right? You can do all of those things. I mean, when we look at other places in the world, how many other places in the world do we talk about sharing space, right? It's more about being in a space is where our head is, right? But the plant helps us understand that, in fact, we're sharing mm-hmm. space mm-hmm. right now. And I think you hit a really good point there, and I want to bring this to drugs, right? Because mm-hmm. it's drugs. That's what we understand it to be, whether it comes from here, it comes from there, or whatever it ends up being. And there's good drugs and there's bad drugs. Okay, and I want to remind everybody of this. Mm-hmm. The good drugs tell you when you've had enough, right? And you were mentioning how, you know, smoking a little bit of weed when you were drinking your Busch latte or whatever other crappy light beer, you know, Schmidt or you name it when we were younger, right?
Yeah.
But that crossfade that you're talking about, mm-hmm. and I never really looked at it in the way that you described it as maybe it was the plant that was helping you recognize you didn't need any more of the alcohol, mm-hmm. right? And I think that they can exist. There's no doubt about that. But again, let's remind ourselves that good drugs tell us when we've had enough, whether it's psilocybin, you're not going to be like, oh man, I really need to eat a whole bunch more of that, mm-hmm. right? It's going to let you know when you've had enough of it. Now let's talk about cocaine. Cocaine's like, give me more.
Right.
That's all I want is more of it. And can we rock it up and can we smoke it? Can we shoot it in our veins? Can we do these things that our body doesn't actually want us to be doing? And then there's the good drugs, like the plants mm-hmm. and plenty of the other plants that are existing in the world that we've yet to discover all of the benefits because we've considered every single thing to be drugs. Well, then fine. Let's separate those and understand good drug and bad drug.
And also let's maybe just drop the drug label altogether because drugs in my definition are something that's chemically altered and isolated into single form. You know, anything that's Mother Nature, full plant, I'm following the blueprint, like a grander design.
Sure.
Yeah, like I'm firmly in the camp of we are not smarter than Mother Nature, so I don't know why we're trying so hard to break things down into isolates mm-hmm. and rebuild them back up into ratios in Frankenbuilds. And expect that to have a better outcome and effect on a human body than something that was here before us.
Right. But there's money to be made, guys.
Oh, God, no. Okay.
There's money to be made.
That's right. Healthy people don't make money for corporations, especially in healthcare. Right.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Man.
And especially, I mean, now that privatized prisons are coming back, they have to be filled with somebody.
Right. Right. Yeah. Putting people in prison for the plant. Right. I mean, there's,
right.
I think you're doing great things and there's other great folks that are doing fine things like, Fat Nugs magazine just came out with their prisoner edition, right? Yep. I can't wait to get my hands on that. And if you don't know Dustin and the team over there, then which I'm sure that you probably do, then we should definitely get that intro'd so you guys can have some fun together and some collaborations because everybody kind of knows everybody.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
We just haven't met each other yet.
We're a small town in a big city in terms of this build of this sector, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm mad respect for Dustin and everyone at Fat Nugs. I love what they're doing. I'm probably a stoner by definition, but I realize that we can't have stoner conversations with a consumer base, right? So I love all the B2B, you know, High Times, Skunk, like high reverence, high respect for everything that they're building. My mom is not going to pick up a copy of that magazine. She just isn't.
Right. So how do we make it accessible?
So that's really what we're doing here. Like, I mean, does this say cannabis to you?
No.
Okay. It does.
Yeah. That's on purpose. But I'm giving people a teaser. I'm talking about plants and I'm talking about people and I'm talking about having a purpose-driven life, right? So, yeah.
I love that.
And purpose-driven mission, vision, value statements if you're an entity and an LLC because that's who I want to support with my dollars. Yeah.
I love it. I would love to see us, you know, my doctor's office, dentist's office.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Read it. Yeah, exactly. That's where we want to be. We've got to meet people where they're at, especially the folks that don't know they need to be facing this industry yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I love it. I love it. So, yeah.
Can I talk a little bit about kind of like the filter? Because
we want you to.
Dustin and I definitely have, we have some, like, I know I can, you know, we have like these little beacons, these like little call signals, right? Where you're like, oh, yep, that's my person. I understand what they're doing, what they're building. You know, mine is through this lens of storytelling, right? Like we can maybe have our aligned like MBA conversation about this sector along with like how you intentionally build a business and bring it here into a space, right? It's storytelling. I really think the difference between like, we'll talk about SAM and TAM, like a serviceable, addressable market, you know, because everyone should be doing their homework before they throw a lot of dollars, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of hope and love and blood and sweat and tears. But like, this is not going to be an easy journey, right? This is foreign terrain. This is being built right now as we're also building from a legislative and a statute standpoint, right? And it's going to be revised and it's going to be revised again. And like you said earlier, it's going to feel like the rug is being pulled out from under your feet.
Right.
You really need to know why you're here in that North Star and that beacon. I mean, that's why we're called the North Bloom Magazine. We go by Bloom as the moniker just so we can have some bold and recognizable branding, right? But it's with intention. It's with design. You know, that serviceable, addressable market to get to a total addressable market, a TAM, I think that that distance is going to be shortened by first-person stories, you know? I want to know about your build for Good Zen and why you brought Slay here and the meaning and the reason and the drive behind that. I want to know about Veronica and Misoda, you know. I want to know about Casey and Phytolab, you know. So we're talking about BIPOC stories on purpose. We're talking about LGBTQ on purpose. We're talking about vets and why they're here as social equity applicants on purpose, right? We're talking about women founders. I'm sitting across from the table from a fellow female founder, like mad damn respect, because this isn't easy for us either, you know? You know how many condescending dipshit calls I've had with like chief revenue officers of other media companies in this space?
Wow. Oof.
Where I'm like, I'm taking a 30-minute discovery call and for 27 minutes I'm being spoken at, you know, like, hi, nice to meet you. Would you like to know what I'm doing? You guys are national. Fantastic. I'm a huge fan of what you're doing, but I'm doing something hyper local. Like we could be having a partnership conversation right now.
Right.
Building bridges. That's what we need to do. Right. Especially when we don't have interstate commerce yet. Like we need to build bridges in different ways so that when that comes, and I'm a hopeful damn person, otherwise I wouldn't be here.
Right.
When that opens up, we already have the relationships, right? We need to have the trust. Rise and fall. That's what we're right. Like, this is a rising tide territory. It does not need to be who's going to be the first person to pass the finish line.
Because half of them aren't going to be here.
Oh, that's reality. Let's just, that's like, reality. Yeah.
Half of us, right? Could be me, right? Could be me. But you have to think about that, right? Like, sure, the five-year plan of the you know, the corporate world, right? Like we don't even have those types of conversations anymore, right? Let's start having those conversations. I think that's what we're trying to do here. I think that's what, you know, Divine Fox Productions is doing to try and give people a voice, right?
Yeah.
Like you have a voice, they can do it for you, right? All you got to do is sit down and talk into a microphone and you can do it by yourself, right? There's plenty of people that are doing it by themselves. And then there's plenty of folks like us that are just having awesome humans on to talk about what it is that they're doing. And the conversations that come from that level of connection and the camaraderie and the rising tide that we all know is there. I think we just need to keep having those types of conversations. And that's what I appreciate so much about just the opportunity to speak with cool people like you.
Thank you. Likewise.
She is. She's extremely cool. So, one question I have. So, you know, at some point you'll be able to give your website information or folks can get in contact with you.
Yep.
But will folks be able to see the magazine online? Because we've got thousands upon thousands of listeners and viewers, and many of them are not even in the state. Mm-hmm. And they may wonder, well, where can I read some of these awesome articles?
Or country.
Out of the country.
Multiple countries. Yes. Global.
Global. Yeah. Yeah. So how can they read this if they can't get their hands on this awesome magazine?
I love that you asked that question. Thank you. Teeing it up for me so I can step up to bat. Can we talk about how a small business is built, though? Like, especially when I was asked to join this. So my partner, Lynn Walkler, the nurse practitioner that I referenced earlier, she had already engaged with a bunch of her network as editorial contributors. So I didn't create this from scratch. I was handed a bucket of content. And so I had to carve the edges of the puzzle pieces, and I had to figure out what's the shell going to look like and create our mission, vision, value, and our mission statement, and our tag, plants, people, purpose, and figure out how to divide that content up into easily digestible and wayfinding category and sections called listening and learning and living, because I want people to understand these first-person stories first, and then move into the learning and education and synthesis and digestion part of learning about the plant, and then move into the implementation part of the magazine of living, like, how do I use it? How can I have fun with it? How can I travel with it? How can I cook with it, right? Mm-hmm. The website is almost live right now. We had a placeholder. And talk about being a real independent woman, smart, capable. We don't get the grace to say, we don't get the programming of the grace to say, I need help in this build.
Right.
My husband and his design capacity, I mean, he put the first issue together for me because I didn't have the budget to hire a graphic designer for $5,000 or $10,000, right?
Right.
A very dear friend of mine that works in the industry, she was my guest creative director, Madeline Kemeny. She's a Rhode Island School of Design badass. So it's like, you know, and she had worked in the cannabis space. She's like, hey girl, I got you. I'm going to come in and help you out with issue two. So talk about your people carrying you. Mm-hmm. My son, my oldest son, is a mechanical engineer and computer science grad. He works in robotics and programming. He's like, Mom, I got your website revision. I'm going to recode it because he knows that I'm a little bougie and I don't want anything off the shelf. I want something custom because I'm doing something unique and custom here, right? So, I have some updates for you, fellow contributor. So he actually found an open source platform called Ghost. So I'm building this off of Ghost.io and coding it in a way where our contributors can contribute ideas and send them to me. And as I find things relevant and current, and if it shapes and molds around the content theme and the sub theme, like this current issue's theme is cancer and the sub theme is love, which feels like two things that don't go together. But honestly, if you're in that world of cancer or supporting someone in that world of cancer, damn it, if isn't love the first thing that you need to think about, right?
Right.
So those are the lenses that all our contributors write through, right? And whether it's science or parenting or a recipe or cancer in the the tumor microenvironment, because I had Daniel Ghana, a scientist from Nigeria, and it was medically checked by Dr. Abe Benavides, an MD that lives in Costa Rica. So we are bringing in international voices here. Mm-hmm. And representation, because I think these perspectives and these knowledge sets are far beyond what we got going on in the United States from a clinical perspective. So we need that synthesis and those contributions as well. So they'll be able to find it. We're going to be in stockists all around Minnesota as we grow and evolve. I'm trying to work out a distributor plan right now, because right now it's literally my little army of women carrying this around door to door, friends carrying me forward from zip code to zip code, because I can't be here all the time. So. Yeah. And then we'll get there. But yeah, subscribers, go to our website at thenorthbloom.com and sign up, and we're going to start getting that engine rolling too. So,
wow.
Yep.
Website coming. I mean, there was something there. Yep. There's always something there, right? Like when you set up your first website, when I set up my first website, right? Like things look different than they used to. Yeah, but you needed to get something there.
Yeah.
It's there. It's just not perfect. So, and I'm just kind of one of those perfectionists where, like, I haven't been blasting that until I know that every period that should be in a grammatically correct place for punctuation is there. Mm-hmm. And that I'm doing an honorable job of inviting my contributors to come in and represent their businesses, because, you know, we know about that SEO beast, right? Mm-hmm. let's optimize this. Like, I'm here to support folks literally, physically, but also digitally soon. So,
right.
You know, because yeah, our tribe extends beyond our zip code for sure, especially when we work in cannabis. And if they can carry us forward to the next opportunity, the next manufacturer, the next possible distributor that we want to work with, the next consumer, you know, I mean, you guys work in a hemp derived state right now until everything gets rocking and rolling. So like you guys have the luxury of putting stuff in a box and sending it to somebody that lives outside the state right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, mm-hmm. folks need to know about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They do.
It's so much fun shipping things. I got new paper tape and stuff. I'm really excited about it. Instead of the regular old, like, you know, clear plasticky tape, I got like paper tape so that it can properly be recycled. It also looks really cool.
I love it.
It's the same color as the box. It's like, right? So you're talking about perfectionism. Mm-hmm. I struggle with that. I say that I'm a recovering perfectionist. People that know me probably call bullshit.
Can I interrupt and ask a question about when you use the plant, do you become less of a perfectionist? Do you give yourself a little more grace in those moments?
Yes, for sure.
Yep.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
You have to.
Yep.
Well, I mean, the plant helps you, right? You have to. You have to. But when you enjoy the plant more, you start to understand how much the plant can actually serve you. And slowing your mind down, being more creative, being more thoughtful, being more mindful, being more calm, being more relaxed, being less perfectionist.
Well, I do want to address something Angelique said when you were talking about alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I notice how I feel after drinking alcohol, even including the next morning, versus drinking a THC beverage. Totally different. Mm-hmm. Like when I drink alcohol, even after two drinks, especially being after 50, I just feel like blah.
Yep.
But drinking a cannabis drink, I feel relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, you know, I feel really good. And the next morning, I don't wake up with that blah feeling. And I also have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much healthier for me to drink a THC beverage, a cannabis beverage, instead of drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
So there's so many benefits to drinking cannabis versus alcohol. You know, but the way it makes me feel, just, it's like apples and oranges, totally different. I prefer a cannabis beverage.
That's, you're teeing me up for something great. Like with our demographic, like our age group, like how much did you learn about perimenopause in school or from your clinicians?
Nothing.
Like, jack shit, right?
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. It wasn't until, you know, you start having hot flashes or, you know, cussing people out that you probably shouldn't cuss out. It just being irritated, things you shouldn't be irritated about. You know, your hair texture is changing. You're picking up weight around the midsection.
Yep. Everything changes
because
it's our hormones, and our hormones drive all those processes. Mm-hmm. Like that's just part of the building blocks, right? So now what you say, like being a type 2 diabetic?
Yes.
Yeah. So like the glycemic index is huge. And I'm talking like I'm an armchair clinician right now, but my father-in-law, who we lost during the pandemic, that's why I'm an honorary Minnesotan. I spent many, many holidays here at the Mayo Clinic because he was a double organ transplant recipient and was a lifelong diabetic. Like he, you know, as a diagnosed at age 11 or 12, he thought, you're going to live till you're 40. Well, we had him until his mid 70s, but that was only because he got the gift of organs from other people because his body was literally attacking itself from age 11 on, right? So it was a battle. And I think about someone like that and like, man, if he had access to this plant and if his body could have tuned itself up on its own over time. But glycemic index is huge for you for stability and control, right? And alcohol just jacks us up at this age group, does it not? I mean, I love a good cocktail, you know, something, but we drink more for, I think I drink more for that connoisseur craft taste as if you're having a nice meal at this point. It's not maybe social consumption when we're younger about getting tilted on purpose, right? So that we have that social lubricant to interact with others or be on or let our guard down or all those reasons that we drink, right? But honestly, THC does that too, right? And the beverage format is just such a great way to talk about this in like a CPG introduction for consumers that are like, I'm not going to smoke a blunt.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants, we're specialists in the green, led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates. We provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business.
Legend Technical Services. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state.
Do you need legal resources to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of Canacon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? Canacon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul.
Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think.
Canacon offers something for everyone, whether you're new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge. Come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, Canacon is the place to be.
Arik Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. That's 763-312-0177.
This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
Even though you should,
even though you should. I mean, I'm a chronic pain person because I was a D1 athlete. You know, mm-hmm. I've been thrown out of a car and three pregnancies, and you know, just like
yeah.
But as a girl, this frame has been beat the hell up, and man, if the plant doesn't help me, and you know, when I can't inhale because that's the fastest route of administration for pain relief, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm gonna try a beverage or have something else with me, a tincture, you know, like you have, or an edible.
Right.
I mean, my son was critically injured this past summer, and I basically did about a month in the hospital with him, and I couldn't bring any of those assets with me to manage mm-hmm. myself except some gummies.
Right.
Man, if yeah. that wasn't the only thing that helped this stressed out mom sleep on that little pull-out cot every night, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I know.
Like, we need to have tools in our back pocket. Yep. It needs to be accessible. It needs to be affordable, everybody.
Yes, right? It does.
Please We're doing our best. We'll scale. And as we help each yeah. other, then we can do those things. But all of us standing on our own island trying to figure it out ourselves mm-hmm. isn't going to help the consumer faster.
No.
So to bring it back to that and to...
Those cogs are high.
Right? High. The cogs are way high, right? Yeah. And everybody, like we need, let's all make some money together because right now where we sit is the beginning of what's going to be pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And if we don't shake all of ourselves out by making too much money off of everybody else, then we're going to have, mm-hmm. that we're going to be able to harness this great, you know, the energy of this great opportunity and continue on. So last thoughts.
Yeah.
I've already given my last thought, but, you know, death. We had some death. We had some caffeine. We talked about alcohol. We talked about tinctures. We talked about blunts. I don't think we really missed much. It's been such a great conversation.
Can I just add in? Can we talk about something a little hopeful here?
I mean, my
editor's note, because you said hope, right? And yeah. that was actually how I signed off my editor's note in our issue 1. I said, let's go from cope to hope everybody. And I think that's going to be a little easier if we're like linking arms and walking in the same direction versus like, you know, how we do in other capitalist sectors, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I think that the opportunity space here is about growing together and really mimicking the plant of community. Like, let's talk about an ecosystem here. Let's talk about working together. Let's talk about distributing resources and sharing them, right, mm-hmm. in an equitable fashion and helping each other out. Time to pass notes in class, y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you give us a kind of a quick preview of what's coming up?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's getting warmer. We've got this issue out in front of us, but can you just give us a quick preview of what we might see in the next edition?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a little teaser what the themes are. So the medical theme that we're kind of driving content around is sleep, which is something that a lot of us battle with. And then the flip side of that, the more universal term, especially we want to look at it through the lens of it's springtime and it's the plant, but also through that human lens is growth. So sleep and growth is where we're going next as we start the growing season, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it. That's phenomenal.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a delight to sit here with you and meet you today.
You know what? Really quickly, if someone wants to get in contact with you, how can I get in contact with you, Angelique?
All right. Once again, we're at thenorthbloom.com. And if you are interested in being a contributor, you can reach out to us at pitch, pitchmeidea at thenorthbloom.com. Or if you're looking to support us, because we are free and we're quarterly and print is alive, but print is not cheap, my friends, especially in our current political climate, because, you know, we had about high 20, like 25, 27 paper mills in the United States years and years ago with the rise of Amazon, cardboard box supply demand needs with shipping and a pandemic where press mills converted their lines to toilet paper production. My paper comes from Canada, so we might have a 15 to 25% tariff increase on just the raw materials to get this print edition out by next issue. So, yeah, so we need supporters. So if you're looking to support us, please reach out at advertising@thenorthbloom.com because I want to make this accessible to the consumers that don't know that they need this information, and that means it needs to be free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. I love it.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Yeah.